looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio. This is Roy Jones, and I'm the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, the black guy.
We're so glad you joined us. You say that with such excitement. We're so glad you joined us today. And we're here in the festive season, so we're actually just a few days before Christmas, Will. And we decided to do this show about memory lane, walking down memory lane. And, you know, folks, memories can be a really positive thing and a great part of life, and we've all got those memories that aren't quite as good and quite as happy, and we try to keep those at the bottom of the memory pile, if you will. But we want to talk about walking down memory lane, what that was like for us, and maybe for you as an adult, as you think about your childhood and how life has treated you and where it's got you to today. And we just want to talk about walking that journey.
You know, Roy, and the thing about it is there's a lot of things that men experience in general, you know, as children, that we carry over, you know, to adulthood in our memories.
Oh, yes.
And so there are good things that we take with us, and of course there are bad things that we take with us. But each one of these experiences, we should learn from them and give us a positive, going forward, a positive look at how we, as men, growing up from childhood and taking that walk down memory lane, how we respond to our children.
Yeah, it's a great point, Will, because I think sometimes we fail to realize, and we've talked about collateral damage in the past, but we fail to realize the words of affirmation and the building memories and how important that is in a childhood's life, because what they see in us and what we do as fathers and husbands and even what our wives see in us, that's, and what the children see is how we relate to our wives, is shaping their expectation of their own future.
Exactly.
And if they see a certain behavior modeled, whether that's good or bad, that will soon become what they expect for their own life and what they're anticipating. And also, will allow them to either settle for less than God intended for them to have, because that's the only thing they've ever known, or will the reverse of that will have them holding their expectations so high, if you as the father and husband have set that bar high, so that your children will expect the same out of their relationships.
And I think when the bar is set high, they have to be careful in not ensuring that the desire that the parents have is their desire instead of their children's desire.
Right.
So in other words, you know, the parents could have a desire that they go to school and become a doctor or a lawyer. And the child says, no, I want to do gymnastics, or I want to play the guitar.
Well, we've talked in the past, at least with friends, about parents living vicariously through their children, right? Living their unfulfilled dreams back through their children. I think that's probably what you're leaning towards as well, that the expectations we're putting on them need to be their dreams, and we're expecting them to follow their dreams as opposed to our dreams and expecting them to adapt our dreams.
And we should be simply just giving them guidance.
Yes, you suggestions.
Know, you know, and on how to approach whatever it is they need to approach, and then how to carry that thing out.
Right. So, Will, we're talking about memory lane. Tell me, what is your, let's put you on the spot here. What's your fondest memory of childhood?
Well, I think it's growing up in the city, experiencing the ins and outs of movements. Of course, I grew up in Detroit, and having a lot of experiences with respect to the civil rights movement. That was a good thing. When I look back at it now, we understand that the times were turbulent, but it was a good thing experiential for me in that it allowed me to see the various sides of the argument of why certain people were looking for that, you know, African-American people, they were looking for the freedom and they were looking for the deliverance of oppression and things like this. And when I became an adult, there was a more fonder appreciation for going through that and having experienced it rather than getting information secondhand.
Well, I think most people would agree that there's that experience when you're going through the fire. It's kind of like, you know, fire tempers steel.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going through the fire, it sure is painful. But when you get on the other side of it, it sure is a good feeling to know that you are on the other side of it. And you learn from it, and God strengthens you through it. In fact, I think we're going to maybe talk about that on next week's show. I think it's one of our topics that we've got set up for next week.
So what about you, Roy? What was one of your fondest memories growing up?
Well, you know, it's funny. As we were preparing for the show, one of the neatest things I used to always enjoy was getting the Sears and Roebuck catalog was, you know, the Christmas wish book, I think is what they called it. And for those of you that don't know what Sears and Roebuck is, dating myself just a tad here, but I was very young during that time period. But Sears and Roebuck being the Sears, what later became just the Sears store. And I used to always look through there because I'd always have the opportunity. My parents would always say, well, pick out a couple things that, you know, and they would give me some guidelines for Santa Claus to bring. And you know, my dad was a truck driver. I think I've mentioned that before on the show. But so we didn't have a lot of time together. So I always looked forward to having time with him during the holidays and him being home with us for 5 or 6, 7 days, you know, weeks vacation with us. But, you know, I guess that's probably the expectation of having those times and anticipation of waking up on Christmas morning to see what, you know, was under the tree and what Santa Claus had brought. I guess that would be probably from a childhood perspective, and around Christmas time, that would be what I would reflect back to. A little bit younger than you are, so I was kind of coming in as this a little bit young when this whole desegregation started, and you know, I was just really coming into school when that was in the full string of things, and so. But I get what you're saying. That back going through the fire during that time period and the storm, what a great reward it is on this side of it.
Oh, absolutely.
So for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, I was looking up and doing a little bit of research, and I found where this was either in Psych Central or Psychology Today. They were talking about adverse childhood experiences, ACE for short, A-C-E. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that there are 10 experiences that a child go through, and when they go through these experiences, that they respond differently as a adult. And the number one, of course, that we have been talking about on the show is sexual abuse. Mm. That was number one, and they are in the order in which they appeared in the article. Emotional abuse was another. Emotional neglect was one. And then physical abuse, physical neglect, substance abuse at home, mental illness in the home, incarceration of a family member, and parental separation or divorce.
Now, was that in the order of severity?
That was in the order of severity.
Okay, go back over the first couple.
So the first couple was sexual abuse and emotional abuse.
Wow. So emotional abuse and sexual abuse.
So, you know, when and what we're saying here, obviously, is this is the darker picture.
Sure.
You know, of the memories, because all memories we know from childhood are not good memories.
Right.
You know, so this particular article was talking about if a child go through some of these 10 common or the most common things that they saw in children, and as they become an adult, then the adult person begins to respond not normal in the sense, you know, of functionality.
Sure. So this basically becomes a handicap, if you will.
Exactly.
Their adult life. And, you know, it doesn't mean that it's over. It just means that they may need to seek help or counseling to work through some of those issues that they dealt with as a child. Because if you were in the middle of those things, chances are you weren't taught how to deal with those things.
Exactly.
Because it was just a byproduct of a very unhealthy environment.
And, you know, depending on when you were born, things like this may not have been discussed, you know, right, in the home. So the child, even though they were experiencing it, they could not understand it. And so understanding and, of course, experiencing it is two different things. We experience a lot of things that we don't understand.
Right.
You know, so when we have memories of good memories, those, I think, are the easy ones that we can grab a hold to and say, hey, now as an adult, when I look back at my life and the things that I went through, things that I may have thought of as bad things turned out to really be a good thing on this side.
So, men, if you're listening, and ladies as well, I think the thing that's important is that if you have young children or children that are still formidable or shapeable or in your home, you should think about the effect that your behavior has, the words that you're sharing, speaking over them and into them. And one of the things I think is the most powerful things I've experienced over the last couple of years was, you know, we talked about when General Boykin came in at our summit. We brought the men up for who had their sons there to speak a blessing into their sons' lives.
That was wonderful.
It was. And I think that just speaks, the Bible talks about the power of the word, right? And you know, it's in the power of the tongue, that it's something so small could certainly do so much damage. And I think the rudder of the ship essentially is the parallel. And so, folks, you know, what we're trying to say here is just let's build good memories. Let's download into your children in a way that you want them to remember the rest of their lives, and that your grandchildren will be the byproducts of how you're shaping your children today.
And I believe that the byproduct, especially if you're born again, you know, if you're born again, you want to sow good seed into your children. You want to be able to do what is necessary in order to make sure they have a fulfilling environment in which to grow and learn.
Yeah, I agree, Will. And when we think about memories, the one thing that we need to talk about is the other side of that, right? We think about the good memories, but we probably need to think about what's the bad memory? What's the worst memory growing up? Well, we're on top of a break. We'll be right back with you.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic. Even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. This is Roy.
And this is Will.
And Will, right before the break, chimed in on us there. We were talking about, you know, the two memory types, right? There's the really good memories, and then there, obviously we've all got some of those memories that aren't so good from growing up and even as adults. And, you know, we don't need to get too personal because we want to stay on the upside because it is the week of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure we stay up in the jolly and celebrate the whole reason for the season. You know, our Savior was born and the celebration of our Savior's birthday. And we want to make sure that that's what this is all about. You know, I don't think that when we were growing up, you know, parents, obviously they were learning. Most parents have the first child, which is kind of the test child, if you will, that has to kind of endure mom and dad learning how to be parents, and second, third, fourth children have a little bit easier and not quite so much oversight and a little bit softer touch, I think, in most families. That's generally the way it works. But, you know, as parents, we just want to encourage you that it's never too late to start to change course. If you've had a very emotional journey or a very abusive journey, you can fix that. You can make a difference in that child's life and in your husband's life or in your wife's life. So don't think that it's ever too late. And I think that's an important message. And we're talking about building memories. So what better time to start than here celebrating our Savior's birthday than have new memories?
And indeed, Roy, because new memories is what we need. Because if the Word of God says we're new creatures in Christ, then we should, you know, take on the characteristics of Christ. And not go back into the world and allow ourselves to be influenced by things like that.
Let's talk about something fun for a second, Will. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, my favorite Christmas movie, I would say, is one of my favorite Christmas movies, but not the favorite. I would have to say Home Alone.
Home Alone?
Yeah. Home Alone. And the reason is it was so comical, but it also sent a message, you know. In all of these movies, you know, they have messages. But here you have a kid who's basically defending his home from thieves,
yeah.
You know, and
at 8 years old or whatever.
Absolutely. And so it brings about a gladness in the sense that you have this one child who the parents go on vacation and they forget. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's there and having to fend the home off because of thieves. And of course, it's hilarious in the sense that I think we get a lot of laughs from it, but it's a lot of truth behind it too, because there are individuals who are porch pirates, for example,
yeah.
You know, during this time of the year who just ride around the neighborhood, look for packages to pick up. And see, you were saying earlier, keeping it up on the jolly with respect to this time of the year. But do you realize, Roy, that during this time of the year is when parents are the most depressed? How am I going to make ends meet?
Yeah,
how am I going to provide Christmas for the children? How am I going to put food on the table when coronavirus now, on top of everything else, has compounded the thing? So we can't forget about reality, but I do understand what you're saying about keeping it on the up and up and jolly.
Yeah.
As much as we can.
Yeah. Well, we certainly don't want to add to that that potential stress by giving them too much heavy stuff to think about here. So my favorite movies, two, I guess, would be, one's more of a tradition, but it's become a favorite movie. It's The Christmas Story, you know, with the little guy waiting on his BB gun for, and it always says, "You'll shoot your eye out." The mother tells you, "You'll shoot your eye out." So that's part of our traditional Christmas morning. We watch The Christmas Story, and it's a wonderful life. You know, that's with Jimmy Stewart. That's quite touching. A lot of lessons in that lot of things to keep in mind, you know, to the point about pressure. And he's happy going into the holidays, and then, you know, the crook next door takes advantage of a mistake, and you know how that goes. But it ends up well, right? It ends up very well. So, and it's about family at the end of the day. It was showing about family and friends surrounding him and in the midst of a very difficult time. And that's one thing I guess we should plant a seed for while we're here in this moment is, folks, you know, if God has blessed you with whatever and you've got a little bit extra, you know, plant that seed out with somebody that's maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's to your local church that's doing some sort of program. I was talking with a pastor today and happened to see a overloaded car in their church parking lot with a tremendous amount of stuff inside the car. I mean, so much stuff that there was only room for the driver. And this is not a car. It was a little SUV. Individuals living in the car. Mm-hmm. And apparently this is quite common these days. There's many people that are living in their cars and they'll move from parking lot to parking lot or, you know, wooded areas to wooded areas. And then they get out and get around during the daytime. And so there is a need out there, folks. Just would like to just ask you, look around yourself and look around your neighborhood and maybe even contact your church. God's given you a lot. And you got an opportunity to give back. To Will's point earlier, many families aren't sure how they're going to make Christmas work this year. A lot of unemployment, a lot of tough times, and evictions are going to start, you know, in Q1 of next year, as it sounds like, based on the landlords and everybody that's in the middle of this pandemic stress.
And I think, Roy, you know, when we say a lot, you may not have a lot, but you, if you're eating, your house is warm, you have clothes on your back, you're doing better than most of the world's population because most of the world's population is underprivileged. You know, they here we are going, hey, I don't want that broccoli casserole for dinner. And they, the people who don't have anything to eat, they would be so thankful just to be able to fill their bellies with food that we say we just don't want, that's set before us. So I think it should give us a different perspective rather than how we used to view things, to look at things in a more caring and loving way just because it's that time of the season. But even more than that, it's because you love Jesus Christ. And if we have that love for Jesus, and as you stated, if we do have just something extra
right,
that we can give, clothes, shoes, cash, it doesn't matter what it is.
And that's the ultimate memory lane that we're talking about. If we think about what he did for us, what Jesus did for us, and he carried all our sins to the cross so that we may have eternal life and salvation if we accept that and follow him. So think about thinking about memories and building memories. What greater memory can you leave with your child and lesson to be taught and your loved ones and your spouse, whether it's your husband or your wife, to say, hey, there's this family in need and we need to go do something about it. And take your kids and make them a part of that journey, you know, and just if it's take a meal by, if it's take some gift cards by inside of a Christmas card, so it's not a big to-do for the family receiving it, but they will see it when you leave. Just do something to show what it's like to put into, to download into other people's lives and to put others before ourselves.
And this shows love. And the greatest commandment is to love thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as yourself. And nobody hates their self. They love their self. And so
most people do.
Well, if you're eating every day,
that means you do love yourself.
That's right, because you're finding a way to get that food.
That's right.
You know, so if you're doing that, then you again are doing much more than the world's population. So consider what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. Consider that long road that he had to take with that wooden cross that was so heavy. Because you have to remember, listener, you have to remember Jesus Christ was beaten so badly that you could not describe him as a man. In other words, his flesh was just ripped from the bone. Mm. And then the Romans made him carry that cross. And when he carried that cross, even though he went through the agony, the pain, the discomfort, and ultimately dying a physical death, all of that he did for you and me. Mm-hmm. And no man can endure that pain, that agony that Jesus Christ went through. And then he rose from the dead, exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right.
And of course, all of the prophets before him prophesied that too, Roy. So let your mind reflect not on the little baby Jesus that was born, but think about the Jesus man, the God man, who not only walked that gravel road for you, but also gave his life for you. And so we who are privileged, and if you're eating, you're privileged, because there are many in the world who are not. Do that thing out of love for Jesus Christ for the one who don't have it.
Mm. That's so good, Will. You know, folks, just take a moment, think about that. Just think about the enormity of that load and the love, such a great love, the greatest love. And I don't think we talk about that enough. I think especially those of us that are trying to spread the gospel, and we trying to get men, in our case, we're trying to get men off the sidelines. But at the end of the day, if you just stop and think about what greater love than what he did, there is none greater, none greater. And that's what's so important, folks. We just got to remember that. So as we walk down memory lane, what was your greatest childhood memory? Talk it over with your spouse, share it with your children, and help and ask your children, hey, what's been your greatest memory so far about your childhood? And then continue to build on that. And if they don't have an answer, well, that's probably a sign that it's time to change the pattern and start moving towards building really, really good and solid new memories like we talked about before. We're so glad you joined us today. And Will, why don't you take us out?
Well, just remember, if you are not born again and you want to be, confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, hey, God, I can't save myself. Only you can save me. And so give yourself to him. Confess that he died on the cross, was buried, rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And when he did that, you will be saved.
Amen.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.